And welcome back to Success Made to Last. This is our Legend Show. I'm Rick Tokini. This show features Kelly Lang, a returning guest, and we're broadcasting today live from Panera Bread, where we're all about making food that you can feel good about eating. Today's show is a somewhat somber one, but yet we're going to celebrate the life of Mac Davis that unfortunately and sadly passed away this week. Kelly, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Rick. Wasn't he a special man?
I think Mac might be one of the greatest songwriters in our entire lifetime. And you being a close friend of Mac, you're just perfect to lead this celebration. Tell us how you got to know Mac.
I met Mac through my husband, T.G. Shepherd. T.G. and Mac were friends for close to 50 years. And they were promotion men together many, many years before they became famous. And I always told TG how much I loved Mac. Of course, he lived in California for many years and basically kind of retired, played golf all the time. And when Mac decided to move back to Tennessee, he and TG connected and we started, you know, hanging out with him and his wife, Lisa. But my first initial meeting with him, I saw him sing in concert at the Franklin Theater, and I was so thrilled. I just, oh my God, I've been such a fan of his for so many years. And to meet him on a friend basis there with TG was so special because we were able to hang out as couples and go to dinner. And I recorded, after seeing him sing that night, I saw him perform Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me. And it inspired me to cut a female version of that on one of my albums, on a throwback album. And Mac actually set out in the back seat of the car at the Cheesecake Factory after dinner with us one night and heard my version of it. I was so nervous to let him hear it. But he was very supportive and very kind of my talent. And we had him over here for dinner. One of my most special memories with Mac, I'm going to retreat back a little bit to tell you why it's so special. My mom and dad had four children, and their second child was a boy named Scotty. And my brother Scott was born with brain cancer, and the doctors didn't give him very long to live. And the song Watching Scotty Grow by Mac Davis was very, very popular at that time. And my parents just loved that song because it just helped them get through a lot of troubled times. My brother was told that he was not going to live. Well, after all these years, my brother is now 60 years old with five children of his own and two grandchildren. And that song got them through a lot of dark places. So when Mac and his wife Lisa came over here for dinner one night, I made him bake spaghetti, and he loved it. He wanted seconds and thirds. My mom and my sister were supposed to come over and visit with them, too, because my mom had not met him, and she was so excited. But she came, she got sick and was not able to make it. And so Mac knew my story of my brother. He sat down on my couch and picked up my guitar and had me record him singing the whole song for my mother of Watching Scotty Grow and hope she felt better. And he was just such a sweetheart, just a sweet, sweet man. And oh my gosh, we're just devastated by his loss.
We love that song, Watching Scotty Grow. And we know that that song was a hit for Bobby Goldsborough. But Mac also wrote for Elvis Presley and Perry Como and B.J. Thomas and Helen Reddy, who sadly passed away on the very same day that Mac passed.
I know. Within 30 minutes of him, I understand.
And when you look back at Mac's library of songs and consider his poignant, timeless words from In the Ghetto.
Or look at memory pressed between the pages of your mind. Oh my gosh. You know, and one of my most favorite things, when he was here for dinner one night, I asked him to sign my piano. And you know what he wrote on my piano?
What did he write?
God loves you when you sing. Love, Mac Davis.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on. This guy was just a walking, talking, poignant poet, you know? And you know what was really neat, Rick, is in just general, normal, everyday conversation, he was doing exactly what he did on his TV show. Everything was a song to him. If you said, I just brought the groceries in, he would have a limerickly little song written for you, you know? And he thought poetically. He was terrible at dominoes. We played dominoes with him a few times. I'm like, okay.
Stick
to songwriting. But he was so sweet, so funny, and very humble and kind. And just, I can't say enough kindness about him.
Kelly, there have only been a handful of gifted artists like Mac that were able to write songs, sing them well, have your own TV variety show, and star on Broadway. What was the secret to Mac's super talent?
You know, I think he was just doing him. He was just being himself, and his talent just shone through. He was not a braggadocious man. He was never one of these look at me kind of guys. He was just quiet. And sometimes when you're real quiet, people lean in to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was just so filled with just multi-talented, and he couldn't help it. He just exuded it, you know, and people picked up on that. One thing led to another for him.
Mm.
And his wife, Lise, she is adorable and loved him with everything that's in her, and her. And they had a love affair that people would envy.
Well, we are sad for her loss, and it is a great loss for the entire entertainment industry to have lost him. And, I want you to, if you can, express words to our listening audience today about the concept of time remaining, and that nobody really knows how much more time they've got left. And why is it so important that we spend every minute of every day just being kind to people and encouraging others?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you why. We were just on the phone with him a few days before he went in the hospital, and he was asking TG his thoughts on a certain procedure or a doctor or medicine or whatever, and we never thought that would be the last time we would talk with him. That certainly wouldn't have been our conversation. You know, we would have hugged him when we saw him, even though COVID would probably prevented that. I would have told him again and again and again, although I did already. He knew I was a fan, how much I loved him. And, you know, it's just, you just don't know. And that was, you know, he made it through surgery fine, and then the next day he took a turn for the worse. So we honestly, we're still in shock. But life is short, people. Life is short. We've got to be nice to one another. We've got to be kind and considerate, because other people are going through things. We don't know what they're going through. And it's important to just be empathetic with people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And listen to people. He's got so many songs, but the one that comes to mind of the Elvis portfolio is A Little Less Conversation.
Yeah, we talk too much, don't we?
Well, I guess we do.
Written today, my husband, his T.G. Shepherd talk show on Elvis Radio is dedicating the whole show to Mac Davis and the memories that he shed on so many people from his writing for Elvis. And, you know, he wrote so many big songs for Elvis, and his friendship with all of the Elvis organization. And I think it'll be a really special show for people to listen on Channel 19 Sirius XM.
Well, thanks for mentioning that. Mac certainly deserves that honor to be on Sirius Radio with the Presley family. Kelly, we know that there will never be another songwriter like Mac Davis, but if he were here today, what advice do you think he would give to budding young songwriters?
Yeah, I think so many people think that you can just come to Nashville, make an appointment with a songwriter, write a song, and it become a hit. Well, I think that has happened, so it's encouraging to people that that can be the realistic part of it. But the way Mac Davis would write and the way greatest of songs have been written have been inspired, I believe, by God. And I don't think you can schedule that. I think some of the most, songs can be written on a, let's write at 1 o'clock and we're going to write about trucks and and fires and beers and stuff like that. You can write that. But the most inspirational, deep songs, I think, are really, truly inspired. And there's no way to really give advice on that. I think it's just given to some people. And once you are given that gift, it's your responsibility to hone in on the craft, I think. And Mac sure lived and breathed. Oh, my gosh. He was just a walking music note.
Indeed, he was. And as a final tribute to him today, Kelly, would you mind singing a few bars of Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me?
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you and I'll set you free. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Well, rest in peace, Mac Davis. Thank you for making such a grand difference. And may God bring peace to your family and best friends like you, Kelly and TG. Thanks, Kelly. We appreciate you being on today's tribute show to Mac Davis.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, folks, for joining us on today's special show presented by Panera Bread. We appreciate you always listening to our programs on Success Made to Last, and in particular, our Legend Show. And as we always say here, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. Radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow.